Test, test. Okay, tell me once again how you feel about it.
I feel excited, kind of sad. Too bad that she thinks she found them, but she don't know. She have to get arranged with them, then we're going to get meet together and this and that. Kind of excited and sad in a way. Too bad that I didn't see him.
Why do you think you're sad?
Because, I don't know. He's still alive, according to her. That's good. We have to do some sightseeing today. We'll just walk mile. We'll go in subway. We'll go back to the hotel and let them know that I get message coming. They have to let me know. I called the Yangukja. Good. So, you got the phone number? Yes. Yeah, maybe he can call me. You got phone number I can call? No, we don't have a child, so just a hotel. So I thought I can go down and find him, but I don't know if he's gonna come up. Hotel? Does 아빠가 올 거예요? You got pen. Yes? 아빠가 올 거예요? Or? Hang on. I gotta get some more.
Here.
Hang on a minute. What's that? The number. 673? No. Yes, number. 010? 010. Yeah, 710. 6737. 6737. Oh my god. 010. 676 6737 5753 5753. Oh, 감사합니다. 010 6737 5753. Oh, 감사해요. 참 좋았어요. I don't know what to say. All right, I give him a call. All right, bye-bye. My brother's gonna try calling me, but this is the number they're taking me.
Is it local?
No.
Do you want to use the calling card?
No. Is it 아빠야? 속자. 어저께 왔어. 응. I didn't know where you live, so I had to go to police looking for. 응. 어디에 살아요? 수원에서 지금 어떻게 올 거야? 여기 호텔로? 와서 좀 찾아가죠. 어, I just went out with my daughter. 너 기집애 있잖아. 남자 딸하고 왔잖아. So she wanna go out store. So we've been marketing up and down and looking for you. So I said my brother's gonna call. So I call the police. They call me back. Give me your number. So you 어떻게 호텔에 올 거야? 그래, I'll be here. 그래, 너. 그래, 야, 너, you know where hotel is? 그래. So, you want me to, so, 너, 올 거야, 하? The hotel is 6:15. 그래. 그래, 이따 보자, 좀. 그래요. Alright, bye. He's gonna come up.
When?
4:30.
When is he coming?
4:30.
Today.
Yes.
From where?
Suwon. Oh, I got a headache.
You have a headache?
Yeah.
Take a cold shower
I'm
and
gonna wash my
rest.
face.
Rest up and take a
Yeah.
shower and
I can't believe
then you'll be
it.
ready. How do you feel?
You didn't know I was talking there, huh?
You feel happy?
Yeah, I talk pretty good.
What did he say?
He said that girl, the police call, he was home. She called. She told me call back. Just say that. Yeah, I said I did call back. That's why. He's gonna be here 4:30. Hopefully he knows where it is.
Yay! We did it in
Yeah.
one day.
Oh my God.
Didn't we? In one day we did it.
We gotta wash up, eat something.
We just ate.
No.
Maybe he wants to take us to eat somewhere.
Oh,
Something.
we go to his house probably more or less. Get this off.
Okay.
Here's your drink before it gets too cold.
Thank you.
Oh, God. I didn't believe it.
About your clothes. Mom, tell me how he sounds.
It sounded real good. He was happy.
He was happy?
Yeah, he sounds happy. He sounds like pretty good. Oh, that's not gonna work. This shoes. Hey.
He was talking in Korean?
Yes, he don't learn English. He don't know anything. He's talking English. I was talking English. He when he talks. Oh, what do you call that? Korean. It's the only thing he talks, Korean.
Okay, I turn it off. So, it's 2:30. Hello, it's 2:30. Hello. Testing. Okay, so it's 2:30 and we're in the motel resting. And you called your brother and got a hold of him after we did some searching. So what are the things, some of the things that you remember about your brother from when you were growing up? What are some fond memories that you remember of your
Well, he
brother?
and I were pretty close. I remember when he went to service. He come home, struggle, looking for job, and everything else. But after that, I left America, but I never seen him again till before that. I mean, my sister, she used to come with me all the time, everywhere I went, but not my brother. He was then when we heard when we were in few years that we back and forth letter. I heard he got married. I remember he had a kid. I don't know two child. I remember. I wonder how big they got them. I wonder he was pretty handsome man. I never met his wife, so I don't know. That we're gonna figure it out today. You see my nephew. Sister-in-law, everybody. Just but Mr. is you and me and Sam is you meet him too, so he was a nice handsome man, he was a good hearken. But I don't know. I haven't seen him so long. Who know what's gonna happen? I haven't seen his wife once. I never saw his kid, so
Wait a second.
what are you doing? That's no. Look at you.
How old were you and how old was he when you last saw your brother? And then Talk about that, if you can remember the last time you saw him.
Last time I saw him, before I was 22. He was about 25, 26. That was it. Like I said, I don't see him daily, but I haven't seen him a long time, even before that. So I don't know. That's all I can remember. He sent me. That's it. Before I left, I didn't even saw him when I was going to America. So that was it. I haven't seen him at all. In fact, I don't think I saw. I don't think I even told him I was going to Korea, America. So I don't know.
Did he know that you were marrying? Did he know my father, your husband?
Yes.
Did they meet, and what did he think about him?
Oh, he never met him. He never met him.
Did he ever say anything about my dad?
No.
What are some other things that you knew about him, like his work, and talk about how he went into the service?
Well, there was a huge turn in 18. He had to go service. They dropped him. He went, and I remember that he went. He was goodbye to him. He was gone, and we went to. He goes to some school in the bus. When he left, I cry. I mean, I cry. I don't know, because I feel alone, because I didn't have anybody then. I feel, well, very sad and alone. I don't know why. I think actually, after that he come out, when he had to leave from service, when I was working, he did come out see me once down in where I was working. I was surprised to see him to check up on me, but he did come out once.
Where did he come?
When I was working in intern, I think. I was used to working. He did come out see me. That was, I think that was the last time I saw him. That's it.
What were you doing there?
Working.
What were you working?
High school, we had the shop where the high school people used to come in. High school kid used to come in 3 times a week, learn their trade. As we were working there, it's 40 hours a week, but those people are just students. We teach them how to, what our work is all about, and the knitting. We make material, things like that. Then we used to have a lot of fun. And we used to have a room and board. And lady cooks us for us. Then all I do is just clean myself up, wash my clothes. That's it. She cooks for us. They charge so much for our meal. We had a good job. That was good. And I turned around, there was my brother come and visit me. I was shocked. That's it.
What did you think when you saw him?
I was surprised that he did actually come and check up on me, because I didn't think anybody cared what I do. But he cared. That was, I think, in fact, that was the last time I saw him. I'm not sure. That was it's a long time. At least 35, 37 years. I had to go wash my neck. Thank you. So, I don't know, very interesting.
What do you expect to see when you see your brother?
What do you mean, what am I expect to see?
What are you anticipating?
Oh, anticipating nothing. Just talk, what happened, what he's been doing, what his child's, how big they are, what they're up to. That's about what, plus tell him about my outcome, what's, you know, we're both getting old, so see what happened. I imagine he was surprised see me as much as I'm going to. I think he actually surprised, you know, he probably thought he'd never see me again in his lifetime. And we make effort. We did made it, which is, I'm happy. It's just, yeah, I don't think he ever thought he's going to see me again. He died. That's it.
Are you happy that you made the effort?
Yes. Someday I always say I'm going back home. But here I am. See what happened. Unfortunately, didn't know where he was. I would have been there. But now, at least everything comes together, so that's fine. Hey.
Why do you think you didn't go earlier in your lifetime? Why now?
What do you mean, why now?
Why now choose to go to Korea when maybe 5 years ago, or Why'd you decide now?
Unfortunately, I couldn't afford it, and like everything else going on in my lifetime, that was the last thing I wanted to do. Go somewhere, spend all that, and try working harder, and you know, something like that is something back burner. Put it in back burner, because even though it's important, but you just got different priority in your life than doing that. But fortunately, this is my husband. God bless him. He's the one that gotta go. Gotta, time's right. Times have to be wait. A lot of time you just can't do something you think you're gonna do. Wait, and that's what we did. I'm glad that I made the trip, but who knows? See what happened. I'm glad that I'm gonna spend the time with him. See what he's like, because he's the only one I got left at the point. Because I got two younger, but they're not, they're the separate mother. But my brother is my real step-sister and brother. But it's all right. I just can't wait to see him. Hopefully I see the rest of the family, that's all. And my younger sister, when I left her, she was, I think, 14 years old. I left her. And I really didn't want to left her, because she was almost like my baby, but that was it. But that's it. My younger brother, I haven't seen him, I don't know how many years. I can't wait to see him too. Wait till you see your Renee. You like him. They're all good people. That's it. See what happened.
When your older brother left for the military, what were you doing and how did you react to that?
What do you mean what I was doing? There's nothing I can do. I was, when he left, I was only 14 years old. And fortunately, I had to go to work for myself, but like I said, we managed. We didn't have that easy, but we're doing good now. I'm doing good, as far as I know. I don't know how he does, but.
When you were that age, were you sad when he left?
Yes. Very sad, but. That's the way it is. 18, you turn man's 18, sometimes they gotta go serve their country. That's the rule. That's it.
Is that when you ran away from home?
No.
When did you run away from home?
I ran away from home, yeah, right after he did that. Then I got a new job myself, first time. I got good at it. I learned how to work in a factory, assembly line, that's why. All my life, I just went too hard for working. That's it. 14 years old, I started working.
And now you're here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Retired old lady.
Yeah, old lady. 55, I'm retired. I'm so happy I retired. Fortunately, that's the way everything comes together. Retire, you have more time than you can afford taking time off, because you don't have nothing to do but time. So that was that. Since I'm happy I'm retired, because my body can't take it, it's just too much. That's it. Yeah.
See what happened. Expedition. Yeah.